And welcome to GBBO Bake Off Bake Down, the unofficial Great British Bake Off podcast. I'm your host, Kira, and on this podcast, we are going to break down or bake down every episode of the Great British Bake Off. Things might get a little technical, but hopefully in the end, it'll be a showstopper. On your marks, get set, podcast. Hello and welcome back to Bake Off Bake Down. It is episode 5 on the 19th of October 2021 and it is German week. And we are back with a little recap of Maggie going home from last week. And we're told that the bakers will have to make a Bavarian biscuit to start with. Then they have an uber tricky technical. And finally, the showstopper will be yeast risen cakes. And I don't know if there was a skit at the start again. Sorry, I turn on the TV and it's gone. The recording doesn't keep it. So that's one of my technical issues. So if there was a skit at the start, let me know. So it's German week. We hear them say on the voiceover who is going to be given Das Boot this week. And I am excited for German week myself. I study German in school, all through secondary. And, you know, I've been to Berlin a couple of times. It's pretty fun. I like Germany. But yeah, I'm predicting that Matt is going to sing the Flintstones again or maybe do something German because that came up on week one. Amanda is saying, what is German week? She's confused. Lizzie is calling it Jürgen's week. So very presumptuous there. But she also mentions that it's Jürgen's week every week. So that's kind of interesting. And of course, there is a lot of pressure on Jürgen. A few of the bakers allude to that. And Giuseppe says he's going to give it his best shot. And George says, if it's anything like his GCSE German, then I'm out of here. I was actually on on TikTok this week. Christelle came up in my For You page. And I saw a very interesting TikTok of her and all the bakers. We have Josino, Jürgen, Giuseppe, George, Chigs, and all the girls, and I'm not going to name them all, but you know them. But yeah, there's 10 of them here and they're all in like what looks like a hotel room with couches, and I'm going to play it if you can hear it, but very funny, very funny. So now I follow Christelle on TikTok and she is doing lots of great videos up there. So there you go. The algorithm is getting me some bake-off content on other sites. So last week, I think, was the Star Baker Jürgen last week. No, I know why I'm saying this. When Matt and Noel come out to introduce what's going to happen, they say the Star Baker is Jürgen. So there's already a presumption that he's going to win this week. And I'm just going to turn my mic up a little bit. The first challenge is they have to make 2 batches of 12 German biscuits. And they literally only have just over 2 hours, I think, to make it. Christelle says that her biscuits are relatively German, so they're a little bit German inspired. I think we start hearing about how, you know, the German biscuits, they're really associated with Christmas. So there was a very Christmassy feeling, which is nice to be watching in October and getting that festive feeling. I'm sure when they're making them in June or July, it's probably not so in the air, but they have to have the icing very decorative. And it's just a little bit kind of made me cringe a little bit thinking of making those gingerbread houses that I've made before. Oh my God. And I gave them as a Christmas gift to someone. Oh, what was I thinking? I put a lot of effort in, but I just cringe thinking back on it. I'm sorry to the person who I gifted that to. Anyway, it's not really about gingerbread today. It's going to be different kinds of German biscuits. Some of them are doing shortbread. When I think of German biscuits, I think of these things that are in Lidl around Christmas time. I think they're called Lebkuchen, but they are really kind of rounded dome shape on a biscuit and kind of really crispy on the outside, but soft on the inside and very gingerbread. And yeah, I can taste them in my mouth as I speak. But yes, some of them are making like a crumbly shortbread and they're doing a lot of nice decoration and nice flavours. I think it was Chigs is making Hausfreunden, which is called House of Friends. And myself and one of my friends, we always called each other Freundinen, which is the female friend. So that made me chuckle. First up, we have Jürgen, and he is making almond horns with espresso powder. Now, I'm sorry if I get some things mixed up. When they have two separate different things to make in one challenge, sometimes I get confused and attribute certain features to one or the other that it shouldn't be attributed to. So apologies about that. But Noel comes over and has a little bit of a chat with Jürgen and says, look, you have to do well. And they talk a little bit about the German version of GBBO, which I think I mentioned existed in another podcast. But maybe if you had a little bit of a German VPN, you could go onto Germany and look at that. It would be kind of cool. I'm not adverse to looking at GBBO in different countries. Sounds kind of fun. They're talking about how there's only one host over in the GBBO, Germany. And Noel said, well, they're so efficient. And he said, I've been here longer than Matt if they cut down. Now, second up, we have Giuseppe. And first of all, he said he's putting Bisto in. And I heard Bisto, so I was like, what, gravy powder? But it's actually Pisto. And he's making Bethmannchen Linzer Augen. I don't think they explained what Linzer Augen is, but Augen, I'm pretty sure, means eyes. So something eyes with a strawberry jam filling. And, you know, because he have to make two batches and they're highly decorated, he is feeling the pressure. But as no spoilers here, but it does pay off for Giuseppe later on. Third, we have Lizzie. And for her signature, she is she's scared to pronounce Spitzguben, she pronounced it as. And she says, is it with my pronouncing with? I just love that with. Is it worth my pronouncing it? So she is having apple and cardamom jam in hers, and they're spicy. They're spicy biscuits, and they're called Cheeky Boys. And there's next up we have Christelle, and she's doing brown butter shortbread, and she is using cardamom, pistachio, and spun white chocolate. And they have a little bit of chat with her, the judges do, about how she's going to make them height consistent. And she's just kind of depending on how she looks at it by eye, how consistent it's going to be. Fifth up, we have George and his biscuits. When he made them before, he says you're meant to rest them for like 24 hours. He's doing embossed aniseed springala. Now I should be able to pronounce that, springala. So he's using kind of like a rolling pin with embossing on it. And yes, the judges are mentioning that it is probably going to be softer than they would be in perhaps the 2 days or one day that at least he would have to make that particular kind of bake. So we have a little skip from Matt and Noel, and Noel asks him to say you're halfway through in German, and he says because you're halfway through. So we're never short on stereotypes here in GBBO. And the voiceover, which I think is Matt, mentions that they have all the bakers chosen to go for almond biscuits for their second batch. I thought that was interesting. I wonder, did they have any, did they tell them what to choose for that one? So sixth, we have Chigs, and he uses the zest of tree oranges for his marzipan Hausfreunde. And he says he's never tried them before. And yes, he is hoping to get that marzipan taste. The second last one we go to is Freya, and she's adding cherries to her kind of almond, which she's looking for that cherry Bakewell taste. She's also doing cinnamon stars decorated with a vegan meringue. And we also hear that it's going to be a challenge for most of the bakers, because within that short time, not only did they have to bake the biscuits, but they have a very short time to prepare the jams that are going to be within them. And then next we have Amanda, and she is making a mulled wine jam, Glühwein, that she has when she is skiing. She's also making Christmas hearts. I think she's done hearts before. That's kind of like her thing. But yeah, I like Amanda's style. I'm starting to hope that she does well. And Noel asks Lizzie, is she excited for German week? And she says, no, why would you be excited for German week? And then they have a little, their chats are so absurd. Like, they're so ridiculous in a way, but Noel talks about how he was raised but in a family of wolves in Germany. He's just so quirky. Giuseppe is making lovely little decoration stars, we can see. Lizzie is piping eyelashes and lips at this point. And Jürgen's look pretty good. He's doing like a little starry thing, I think. Giuseppe's come out cracked from the oven, but the stars look really good. And Amanda's look a little bit inconsistent. Now they've 1 minute left and they're still looking unfinished, but it could be the edit. And George is saying that he's hearing the Bake Off rushing music in his head. So yeah, you don't think of that, that we're hearing so much music, but they're not hearing anything except for in their head. So now it's time for the judging. And Giuseppe, the judges say, it looks lovely. The orange flavour is delicious. The blends are perfect. The spice, the coffee and the pecan in the next bake is unusual, but it's very good. And it's perfect, they say. Second, we have Christelle, and she is making, or sorry, let's just hear what the judges say. They like the chocolate, they like the pistachio, they love the flavour. And this, and I think Prue said it was a triumph. Paul said it was so delicate, and the orange and chocolate together is perfect. Next up, we have Chiggs, and I just realised by looking at the screen that Chiggs only has one G. I've been writing it with two Gs, but there you go, Chiggs. I think I'm getting that from Chugs. Isn't there someone called Chugs in Love Island this year? Correct me if I'm wrong. So on Chiggs's bake, they say the textures are beautiful, but they can't taste the marzipan. On the other one, they like the orange. Next up, we have Lizzie, and Prue says she loves her cheeky girls, and she says they should have been longer in the oven, unfortunately. Paul says it looks raw. The jam is good. But on the second bake, there's too much chocolate and the size, they're too big. Amanda, they like the orange and chocolate, but they're delicate. And they're talking about the hearts. And I think Matt says, or Noel, I forget, say that this is a heart. Most normal people have one too. Paul Hollywood. And he said, I don't know, I'm not familiar. But yes, Amanda's were good and they were delicious. Next up, George, his first biscuit, the kirsch and cherry flavour, I think was good. The second one was, they're a bit tough, but they loved the flavour. And they just really questioned his choice of doing that type of bake in such a short time. It just wasn't meant to be good. Seventh, we have Freya. Hers are Lebkuchen. The bottoms, unfortunately, stuck to the parchment. They're a bit chewy, but the flavour's nice. And the Christmas pudding style one is overbaked and the fruit is burnt. And finally, we've Jürgen. And I want to make a little observation. Do they often leave the most interesting person to last? They've left Jürgen for judging at the end twice, I think, today in the technical. Maybe it's just a coincidence. But they've just talked about Jürgen so much this episode, obviously, because it's German week. So I don't know. But anyway, let's find out what Jürgen did. Paul loved the uniformity of the biscuits, and they do. They look really good. They look like they could be in a commercial situation. The Earl Grey tea flavour he added really comes true, which is great. The coffee flavour in the horns is good, and they're described by the judges as the crumbliest, butteriest biscuits. And he gets a Hollywood handshake, and I actually gasped when I seen that. I don't know why. It just makes you go, the Hollywood handshake is here. And Jürgen reveals that he nearly started to cry when that happened. So, but outside, they're doing their little piece to camera. And Lizzie says that she kind of talks more about this practice tent that they're all talking about. I think the element of COVID, probably they all had to stay in the same place and they couldn't go home during the week, has added something to the thing. I mean, first of all, it's probably added to their friendships, as you could tell by that Christelle's little friend TikTok she put up. But also you can see the friendship, obviously the friendship always grows, but there's so much more evidence that it shows that they're really bonded as a team of bakers. And Lizzie, while I was mentioning that, she was saying that she put hers in for 15 minutes, and then I think it was Jürgen told her in the practice tent that they should have went in for less, so she did them for 12 minutes a day. And you know, she said she probably doesn't agree with Paul. She said she thinks Jürgen's right. So I don't know. It's a bit confusing. Now it's time for the technical. And of course, it's time for technical advice of the week. It's going to be very general again. Prue's advice. Don't panic and try to be methodical. And that was good advice, because they really have to make something that goes on and on and on, which is the layers of this Prince Regent cake. It's an eighth in layers, I think. And it has to have a German Genoise and chocolate ganache. And we have a little joke from Noel and Matt. Noel asks, have you ever met anyone from the royal family? And he says, yes, Ralph Little, which gets a great laugh out of the tent. Now, the Prince Regentin Torte is what they have to make, which has, of course, 8 layers, as I said, a chocolate custard, keeping the layers together. And the judges are saying how it's highly effective. And they're thinking that the only thing that really the heat will affect, as it's a very hot day, is making the tempered chocolate. And when I'm looking at the cake, it looks amazing. It looks like a really cool technical. Very much Bruce Bogtrotter vibes, the Trunchbull and Matilda, you know yourself, if you know that scene. The layers look really, really good. And I am questioning who makes the sample when they're doing the little piece, when they're talking about it, when Prue and Paul are. I don't know. I'd love to know if Prue makes it herself. Paul, maybe, yeah. I'd say he makes the bready kind of ones. But I feel like back in the day, Mary Berry definitely made them. I just don't know. She's just a brilliant baker altogether. So we are going to go and see how they do with the steps of the technical. First, they have to make like a kind of a batter. They look like pancakes, the slices. They should make like a meringue by whipping eggs. And there's all this talk of knocking the air out and stuff. And I can't be dealing with the whipping eggs. Now, first of all, I don't have a KitchenAid. But even from the pavlova last week, I was thinking about that during the week. And I was like, God, would I make a pavlova now? I know it's possible. But it's just... Sorry, I can hear my dog doing something. One moment. He's doing something strange. Okay, he was just chewing up paper as he likes to do when I'm not watching. Oh, little cutie. He's my foster dog and he's getting adopted and I'm going to miss him so much. But where was I? I was talking about the technical. So, yes, the pavlova. I've been thinking about it. I don't know. I'll look into the eggs thing. The eggs thing kind of scares me. So they have to spread them out on a sheet. And of course, they don't have a lot of time. There's a little joke with Matt and Frank Zappa. He's calling Giuseppe and they're saying a mix with Einstein. And then a little joke about how he says, well, you've been an Einstein in the tent so far. And he's like, that's a brilliant segue. I hope you're all applauding at home. And I actually laughed out loud to that. Like, I don't know. This show makes me laugh at really goofy stuff. I love it. Now, the warning, if they underbake it, the sponge won't hold its shape. And if they overbake it, it'll be dry and brittle. Now, they also have to make 2 more batches. So it's a real production line going on and they have to let them cool. And I see Noel with his little radio and he's tuning in the announcements. And I just love the way it was like, and that was Ed Sheeran with Shape of You. That song always brings back memories to me. That's very funny. So they're making these kind of pancakes things with a chocolate cream filling. Sorry, my dog's head is on my lap. He's looking for a little scratchy. So they're also making the chocolate custard. And yes, it does look kind of like poo-poo. I think that's what Jürgen is referring to. So they have to let the sponges cool down. And I have to say, this is like something that I do sometimes. I actually make pancakes for my whole class for Pancake Tuesday. I don't make it in the class. I literally go home that Monday, put on a pan, make a batter. Oh my God. And I make so many pancakes. I literally... What's that dog doing? Oh, he's just scratching his little... he's just scratching his neck. So I make a batter and I have to make 30 pancakes. So I literally stand there at the oven. It takes... Or at the stove. It takes me an hour or two. What is he doing? Playing with a bone. And I literally am making pancake after pancake after pancake and I just bring them in and they literally just eat them cold. We have a little decorating station. No, I don't mean decorating. They literally have 3 options or maybe 2. Lemon and sugar. And I just bring them in and oftentimes I am very tempted to cut into them like a cake. So I have them all like piled up on a plate and I am tempted to cut them like a cake. But I never do. I never do because it takes so long to make. So, pancakes. Where are we doing? They are now going to decorate their cake with little crowns. And Lizzie is talking about how when she's looking around the tent, she sees Chigs being irrational and jumping around. Christelle talking to herself. And she's just trying to stay cool. Okay, it's time to turn out the bakes. And they take the tin off. And they have to pour like this mirror glaze on top of it. And Jürgen says his is a little bit bubbly. George says his wife will kill His wife would kill me? I don't know. Was that because he was making such a mess? His wife would kill him. Amanda is making like a whipped cream on top of hers. I don't know why. Christelle's little things are falling off, so she has to fix them. And we see the shot just with a closed freezer with a chocolate handprint on it. Now, they bring up their technical bakes. Some are sliced, some are not. Some little dots of cream are white, most aren't. And we see a lovely swing shot swinging down to show you all the different cakes that are made. So first we see Christelle's one. Hers is slightly melted, yes, but it is shiny. It could be a bit compressed and domed, but it does taste good. Next we have Lizzie. Hers is flat on top with nice sides and good shape all around, I think. Chocolate flavour was good. Third we have Giuseppe. Paul mentions that he could have used a palette knife to kind of smooth it a small bit, but they like the moussey filling and they really like the texture. Fourth is Chigs. His has a good shine and his rosettes are kind of bad, but the sponge is really nice. Fifth is George. They notice that there's thin layers and thick layers throughout, but it does taste great. Amanda's is tough and the filling has split and they're questioning the cream that's on top when it should not be that. Freya, hers has domed and it's uneven, but there is a nice flavour. And Jürgen's has a nice sponge and it's delicious, but it's missing the crowns. Oh, no, it's just missing one or two crowns. So into the judging, coming eighth was Amanda. That's interesting. She did well in her other challenges, but she didn't do well there. Coming seventh was Christelle. Oh, that's a shame. Coming sixth was George. Coming fifth was Freya. Coming fourth was Jürgen. And third was Lizzie. And in second place was Chigs. And first place was Giuseppe. And they mentioned that it was beautiful. And it takes an Italian to make a German, is what Prue says. Now, Giuseppe looks really surprised. And he says he was not expecting that at all. Do you hear that banging out there? Oh, he's messing with a ball. Christelle says she's on thin ice. And Amanda is saying, well, there's still tomorrow. So we go to an ad break. And I see an ad for a new show called Handmade, Britain's Best Woodworker. Which is also presented by Mel of Mel and Sue. And it's on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Recaps of Handmade, Britain's Best Woodworker podcast coming soon. I actually would love to, but I think one podcast is enough during the week. But that looks like such a good show. It literally looks like Bake Off or Woodwork. I actually love that. It reminded me of the clay show last year, the Great Pottery Throwdown. So good. Love it. Might start watching that. Now, it's time to make their yeast leavened cake, which are very popular in Germany, apparently. And Amanda says it's a bit of a faff. Lizzie is saying it's a bit like bread. You have to wait for it to rise and you have all your proving and stuff like that. And Paul mentions to us that cakes, normally we know that they're raised with baking powder, but yeast is used in a lot of German cakes to prove the dough. And they have a little chat with Jürgen about how a three-tiered yeast leaven cake is not really that usual. It's kind of anglicized. He said it's a bit like making a three-tier apple crumble or a three-tier trifle, which, yeah, practically wouldn't really work, but the thought is the same, I guess. So first up, we see that Jürgen is making a beer-soaked bake cake. And Paul is kind of questioning using beer, does it tend to slow up the rising a little bit? So we'll see how that goes. Next, we have Lizzie, who's making one with orange gin and raisins. And she says that people are going to be off, the judges are going to be off their faces. But she's also using cinnamon and it's going to be a fairy tale Hansel and Gretel. And they're just kind of mentioning to her that she's very good on her flavour. So now she has to just try and get the decoration there. And third, we have Amanda, who says she has to use 1 kilo of raisins and rum. And yeah, she said she has to use very good raisins as well. Don't know what very good raisins are, but maybe they're expensive raisins. But yeah, rum and raisin. What a great taste. I love rum and raisin. Well, I used to have a bit of rum and raisin back in the day. It's very 90s. I don't think you'd see it in... You might see rum and raisin fudge, but rum and raisin ice cream, not so much anymore. Maybe. It's nice though. I do like a bit of rum and raisin. Caramelized spice, she's using hers, and she's also using plums. I think it's called rum and plum and raisin. And she's talking about how George sings all the words of Edelweiss. I think she's based hers on the theme of Edelweiss from Sound of Music, and he says that she's always playing Edelweiss around the place. So this shows again their friendship that they have, and that, you know, everyone's always, it seems like they're all living together, and it's a bit more of a close bond this year. Fourth up, we have Christelle, who's using caramelized apple for a brioche style bake. And they just mentioned how brioche is a really nice hybrid between the cake and the bread. And next we have Giuseppe, who is doing a style that he says is kind of like the Italian Pandoro, I think he says. Again, I don't know if anyone else is having this problem or is it just my TV provider, but the even when I put on the subtitles, they don't come on. So I don't know what's happening. It came on the first few weeks, so I know Channel 4 is having a few difficulties, but why is that happening? I need to have my subtitles so I can see what people are saying. So he's making with amarena cherry in his cake, and it's going to be soaked in honey. And he mentions that Jürgen gave them all tutoring sessions on how to kind of say German things, I guess. But I wonder, is that true? I say it is. It's a nice idea that Jürgen did that. So we also have a little clip of Jürgen, who is kneading his dough, and he literally kneads it like he slams it down. And Amanda has a little joke where she says she needs to take a statement from that dough. So keep forgetting that she's a policewoman. So yeah, I love the little clip of Jürgen shooting it with the little thermometer, the little thermometer gun. See what it was like. He's very cute. He's very funny. So George is doing a full chocolate layer, a tahini layer, and a chocolate and tahini layer in his tree layer cake, and it's going to be an anniversary cake decorated with vanilla icing. And there's a little bit of a laugh there about how many years he's married, and he says 14 15. He can't figure it out, even though he's married in 2008. And Paul, breaking the fourth wall ever so slightly, is saying that he can start that again and we can do that bit again if you want to get it right. But they don't, they just use the unedited version. Next up, we have Chigs, and he is using a lot of nuts in his cake, and it's a lemon and mixed peel cake with white chocolate honeycomb design. Or that just sounds like an amazing thing, especially that white chocolate honeycomb decoration. Sounds delicious. Next, finally, we have Freya, and she's going for an intentional soggy bottom, they say, by doing an upside down cake with wine and poached plums. So the guys, all the bakers have soaked it in alcohol or plaited their yeast risen bread, and then they have to do the proving. So Freya's having a little chat with Noel and talking about going home, and she's saying that her mom said your dad can come and get you on Tuesday, which is very cute and sad to think that she, you know, potentially could be going home. So Matt says, "Bakers, you've 1 hour left," but he kind of goes, "Bakers, Joanne." I don't know what way he said it. He kind of had no consonants going on. It kind of, I don't know, kind of remind me of RuPaul when she's kind of like saying "bring back my girls" but saying it in all different voices. Like, I can't do it. If I'd have to study how to do that, but yeah, "bring back my girls," so she might be saying it in a different way. "Bring back my girls." I suppose when you have to say the same thing over and over again, like you've only 1 hour left, you probably end up saying it some mad way. But I don't know, maybe he was doing an impression of someone, I don't know. It's very funny. But yeah, so they're having a little chill break. The bakers are having a little rest while everything is baking in the oven. And George is telling himself to be patient. He's saying that so that he doesn't feel bad. He's saying you have to be patient. Lizzie is telling Noel, don't bring that erratic behavior over here. So nice to know that she's standing up for herself with Noel. George then takes his out, and we start thinking he wants to start decorating, but is it a little too early to take his out? Lizzie's is stuck to the case, and Freya thinks that she might have overdid the wine. It's kind of spilling out on the sides. So on this ad break before the next bit, there was an ad for Marmite beer. Now, I have tasted Marmite, or have I? I've tasted Vegemite from Australia, I think. But Marmite beer sounds cool. I actually would drink a Marmite beer. I probably wouldn't like it, but I would definitely try it. Now, Chiggs's bake is looking good at the moment. George says he's shaking. And yeah, I think they're all looking really impressive, these showstoppers this week. I thought it was a good choice. And I can't believe we're at the final eight. You can really kind of get to know the characters or the bakers a little bit better now that we're down to eight. Now, when we come back from the ad break, Matt Lucas comes out and he says that Noel is feeling a little bit under the weather. So I actually felt really concerned for the guy. I was like, oh my God, I hope he's all right. Like, he might have had some symptoms that we didn't hear about, but I hope he's back next week. And God, I hope he's all right. And, you know, because he probably would have to be quite sick or have some symptoms to not come back out to do the judging. So now it's time for the judging. So first up, Lizzie brings hers up and Paul says he likes the finesse. The cake quality is very good. Prue would like a bit more sweetness, but it is pleasant and nice. Second, Christelle. They really like the roses and the look of it, the apple. And they said it's very good. And Prue said this was the most fattening mouthful, but they loved the structure and they said it was delicious. Next up, Chigs, his lemon. They said it, I think Paul said it looked a bit dark, maybe baked too much. Liked the design, but it was quite a toughy, a bit dry, and that was just the over baking, unfortunately. Fourth, we have Amanda's. They said it wasn't neat with the almonds all on the side, but it is effective, they said. There's a lot of fruit in it and great flavour and spot on. They really like the taste. So well done, Amanda. Next up, we had Freya. They didn't really enjoy the bleeding. They said it was messy, the icing. They said it was a bit too doughy. The syrupy topping is delicious though, but could have done with more bacon in general. George's, they said it looks pretty, would have liked a stronger colour. It's too light. So there we go, the under bacon. They love the flavour, but unfortunately, Paul calls them clumsy and says that there's raw dough there. So the big no-no for Paul. Second last, we've Giuseppe. His looks lovely. It's holding together. It starts to fall and Matt catches it when they start to cut it, I think. He says it's like a panettone, but Paul says no, it's nicer than a panettone, it's better, it's probably more moist, it's delicious. And finally we've Jürgen, again leaving Jürgen to last. I don't know, something going on here, conspiracy theory, but they say Jürgen's looks beautiful, nice color, it's a bit dry though, he didn't get enough air in it, the flavor's good. And the killer line, the kicker from Paul. I like it, but I don't love it. Freya looks kind of upset and I'm starting to worry about her. You know, she wasn't too happy with her judging. And she is so young, you know. George says he's good and he feels sick. Now they're having the little chat before they say what the judging is. Giuseppe and Jürgen is who they're really, you know, saying how did well this week. And I think Paul says he's upset with George and Freya is down there as well. And my prediction at the time was George was going to go home. I don't know why. I just predicted that just from a few mess ups this week. But the star baker goes to Giuseppe. So well done, Giuseppe. It is deserved. But he has won it. I feel, has he won it twice now or three times? But it's kind of like, okay, really front runners here, Giuseppe and Jürgen. And now I can tell that Matt is not enjoying going to say who's going home because he's giving a nice little speech. He's saying this person had their own ideas and did amazingly well. And he said, I'm afraid the person going home is Freya. And we hear the other bakers like Christelle saying how she was so talented and you can see that they were friends. And Paula says, very sad to see her go. She was only 19 years old and she made it halfway through the whole journey. So she says it was the best experience of her life and she is very proud of herself for keeping up with the rest of them because she is vegan and she got to week 5. So well done to her. Indeed, we will miss her. So next time, I think it's going to be pastry week, which will be good. And deep fried is coming up, which I always love a bit of deep fried. I don't make it myself, but I like it when it comes up on Bake Off. And they have a savoury showstopper and a taxing technical. So I'm really looking forward to that next week. And thank you for joining me this week for the very first Bake Off German Week. Okay, I will talk to you next week.